I found out about it on the 4th of July. I was reading my work email from home, and I had to read it a number of times to make sure what it was saying is what it meant. And so the email said I couldn't tell anybody, that only I was being informed and the person who nominated me. So then I couldn't yet say anything to anyone else at the library until the Illinois Library Association announced it. It was and still is kind of hard to believe, because I see some of the names on the list and had a lot of respect for. So to be in that list is just really flattering.
What sparked your desire to be a librarian? What is it about the work that inspires you?
I'm an only child, and when I was small, and of course I had my own bedroom with a lot of books in it, and I actually made cards and pockets for my books and had my asked my parents to check them out. So that's kind of corny, but it's the truth. I mean, my parents took me to the public library, and I always loved books in the library. And even though I went through some thoughts in college of being a math teacher or an engineer, librarianship was always dear to me and something I love.
How do you make people aware of the library's importance to the community?
Well, by making people aware of everything we have, that it's more than just books and the materials that you can check out or that you can access online. It's also the connections you can make, whether it's through book clubs or coming to programs. There are connections you can make in so many ways at the public library to get to know yourself better and to learn more about your community and your neighbors.
What are some of the programs in particular the library has developed that have made you especially proud?
I've been fortunate to be involved in some ongoing programs like Peoria Reads, which is our One City, One Book annual project. And that's the program where every year our planning committee selects a book, and then we plan programs to encourage people to read the book and talk about the issues in the book. You might have heard our 2020 selection is The Hate You Give by Angie Thomas. This next year will be the 20th year of Peoria Reads. Through Peoria Reads, a couple of the books that we read as part of our community read were Don't Shoot, about the focused deterrence program related to gang violence. Library got very involved in spreading awareness of the Don't Shoot program begun by the city of Peoria here in town. And then a few years later, we also read Dreamland because of the growing number of overdoses in our community and surrounding communities. Now, those are ways that the library can work with community partners to educate people about topics important to all of us.